this neighborhood's a mess. I mean, damn road crews are tearing up half of Leicester Avenue.
I know. Sheridan Road's blocked off. They're having some children's art fair.
You know, and we're going to have to hear about it all over again once Becker gets here.
Well, we'll just see about that, Jake.
You don't believe what's going on out there. They got road crews
tearing up Leicester Avenue. I know. What a nightmare.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's not just that, though, you know.
They do it during rush hour. Why don't they do it during the middle of the night when there's no one out there? Idiots.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, if you try to go the other way,
you run into that stupid kiddie art fair. I mean, if I wanted a clown made out of macaroni, I'd have my own damn kid. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, look at this, will you? Damn city council's trying...
We've read the paper, too. Freeze! There's still 5 minutes left in your workday.
I know that, but I only took 55 minutes at lunch.
You're supposed to take 30.
You were saying?
I have to go to the dentist tomorrow morning, so I won't be able to give Mrs. Connolly her home care.
Oh, well, Mrs. Connolly's just gonna have to deal.
No, you will. You're going there tomorrow before work.
I believe before work is called sleep.
Not tomorrow. Oh, there is one thing you should know, though. Mrs. Connolly can be pretty nasty. And all the time I've known her, she's only said 3 words to me.
Were they, by any chance, don't send Linda?
No. You're going. But look on the bright side. We just killed 5 minutes, so you can take off whenever you... Damn, she's good.
George Nordling?
Yeah. This is Lloyd Martin. We own the gas station down the street.
Oh, yeah. I got my car fixed there.
We know. Your car's a legend at our shop. You practically paid for our new lift bay.
Yeah, glad to help. All right, what am I looking at here?
He cut his hand on the job.
It's not too deep, but I figured I needed a tetanus shot.
Good thinking. You know, the medicine only costs about $15, but it could run you $300 or $400 in labor. Sound familiar, fellas? You know, why are you here?
Moral support. He hates shots.
Oh, I see. I guess. You know, something that's not that bad. All right.
It's your own fault. Should have been more careful.
Meaning?
Meaning, if you pay more attention to your work, these accidents wouldn't happen. Can you believe it, Doc? He tries to fit a 460 engine into a chassis built for a 283.
We're talking about an inch worth of difference. Right, Doc?
Okay.
That's not the point. You put more than 5 ton of torque on that baby, you'll get hurt. Worse yet, you'll pretzel the chassis.
Pretzel the chassis. Pretzel the chassis. It's always the same crap. For your information, I added subframe connectors with a 4-point welded roll cage.
Fat lot of good it did you.
Okay, okay, here comes the shot. Oh, I really hate needles.
Okay, it's okay. I'm here.
Okay.
Jake, you've got a customer.
I'll be right there. 2 in 1 day? I can't keep going at this pace. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Usually I'm the one bumping into people.
What can I get for you?
Some cigarettes, please.
Okay.
No, wait. Gum. No cigarettes.
Trying to quit, are we?
Yes.
Trying to quit gum or cigarettes?
Cigarettes. I'll take the gum. Spearmint.
There you go. That's a good choice. You know, if you'd asked for cigarettes, I'd have needed to see some ID.
Don't I look old enough?
Well, not from what I've seen, no.
I smell romance in the air.
Is that what that is?
Seriously, Becker, what are the odds of two blind people finding each other and hitting it off?
What are the odds of two blind people finding each other at all?
Well, look,
Nina.
I'm Jake. I never really do anything like this, but have you seen anyone?
Not lately.
You want to do something sometime?
Maybe dinner?
Well, I was going to suggest tennis.
Golf's really my game.
All right. What's your handicap?
2.
Me too. you know that Italian place around the corner?
Giorgio's?
Yeah, yeah.
Great. I love Italian.
Okay. Saturday, 8 o'clock?
8 it is.
All right.
Well, bye.
See you.
So romantic. Isn't that romantic, Becker?
Your hair is in my coffee.
Huh? Met a girl, sold some gum. Can it get any better than that?
She seemed really nice, Jake.
Yeah, that's what really matters. John?
Gorgeous, I swear.
Yes.
Yeah, but what about that other girl you were dating, Kira?
Oh, I found out she got married.
Ooh.
When did that happen?
According to the guy who showed up at my door the other night, 7 years ago.
Sorry I'm late, but Mrs. Connolly was just so much fun. And the stories, did you know that she was a nurse in World War II?
She talked to you?
Yes. And did you know that she dated Louis Armstrong?
She talked to you?
And how great are those homemade caramels?
Are we talking about the same mean old lady? The Mrs. Connolly on Thiriot Avenue?
She wasn't mean to me. Well, thanks for letting me go over there. Enid's a trip.
Enid? She let you call her Enid?
Mr. Davis, you know, I think it's admirable that you run 15 miles a day and you eat nothing but macrobiotic, healthy foods, but it's just not worth it. As your doctor, you know, I'm begging you, eat a cheeseburger. Stat. Yeah, careful out there, it's windy. Yeah, bill 'em now.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Jake. So how was your big date on Saturday?
Well, how was my date? Well, first let me ask you a question. Did either of you think to mention to me that Nina was blind?
We thought you already knew.
How would I know? I'm blind. I sat in the bar of that restaurant waiting for her for over half an hour. I thought she stood me up. Turns out she was on the other side of the room.
Sorry.
Well, was the date okay otherwise?
The date was great. I mean, two blind people, one bottle of wine, one revolving door. You do the math.
What?
It's funny.
Well, she seemed so nice.
No, she was very nice. But, well, when I found out she was blind, it just ruined the whole thing for me.
Hey, I hate to break it to you, Jake, but you're blind, too.
What? So what are you saying? I should only date blind women? I mean, that's like saying you should only date angry women with lousy dispositions.
I don't think any of us has much of a choice in that matter.
And trust me, any angry woman you've met wasn't angry until she met you. And you, Jake, are being totally unfair.
Well, come on, Reg. What kind of future would we have? I mean, let's face it. Two blind people getting married is like a lifelong game of Marco Polo.
Well, it's better than the game my wife played. You know, hide and go cheat.
You've got to at least give Nina a chance.
What's the point? I mean, when I envision my life with someone, I imagine us doing things that other couples do. Like, if we want to take a drive out to the country, who's going to drive? Who's going to tell me if my clothes don't match?
Same person who doesn't tell you now.
Well, if you ask me, you're missing out on a perfectly good chance of happiness.
Oh, come on. Why do women always have to turn everything into a romance novel? You know, don't take your disappointments and lay them on Jake here.
And what do you mean, my disappointments? Okay, point taken. Jake, I still think you're being unfair.
Reg, The heart wants what it wants. My heart wants someone who can sing. I mean, fair or not, that's just how I feel.
Yeah, Jake, let me ask you a question here.
Yeah.
Now, when you were both stuck in that revolving door, were you in separate compartments or the same one with your canes going off?
Kicker!
Oh, come on, it's funny.
John?
Jake, what are you doing here?
Well, I was in the neighborhood, so...
But you didn't call first.
Well, like I said, I was walking by.
Yeah, you really should call.
Okay, you want me to go out, call, and then come back?
No, I'm not doing anything. Come on in. Next time, call. What's up?
Well, I've been thinking about what Reggie said.
Yeah, what Reggie said. What'd she say again?
You know, about Nina?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nina. Yeah.
Do you think I'm out of line on this one?
Oh, the blind girl. No, you know, I understand where you're coming from.
I mean, aren't I entitled to want what I want?
Absolutely. You know, you don't want to go out with her, then don't.
Well, that's easy for you to say. I mean, I like this girl.
Then go out with her.
Well, did you not hear what I said? This whole blind thing isn't going to work out.
Then don't go out with her.
We're really connected.
Yeah, here's an idea. You could go out with her.
Well, I just told you it's not going to work out.
Hey, Jake, tell me what you want me to say, and I'll say it.
Why do I even bother talking to you? Why don't you just mind your damn business?
This is why I tell people to call.
Oh, you're welcome. It's no problem.
Oh, hi, Jake.
God, he's in a mood today.
When isn't he?
Oh, Enid, that's so kind of you.
Enid Connolly? What does she want? I was just there.
Oh, Dr. Becker, Enid Connolly's on the phone. She developed a rash last night and wants to know if you can come by today and take a look at it.
I could have done that. I was just there.
You know, nothing's going on around here. Tell her I'll be right over.
Enid, Dr. Becker can come over right now. Is that okay? Great. Era muito agradável falar com você.
What's with the Spanish?
It's Portuguese. Enid speaks four languages, you know.
Well, she doesn't speak any of them to me. John, I'm sorry, but I was just over there.
Well, don't worry about it, Margaret. I enjoy seeing Enid.
You do?
Yeah, she's always got great stories. Did you know that she once dated
Louis
Armstrong? Yeah.
John, wait. I'm going with you. You speak Portuguese? Never mind.
Dr. Becker.
Please come in. Hi, Dr. Becker. How wonderful to see you.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Sit down here. Let me take a look at your rash.
Oh, can I do anything to help?
He's doing just fine.
You know what, Enid? I think that's just a reaction to that new medication I gave you. I tell you what, I'm going to call the pharmacy, have them send over a new prescription and some Benadryl to stop the itch.
Oh, thank you, doctor. You're so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, Carmel. May I?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, God, aren't these great? Mm. Okay, Enid, I'll see you later. You coming?
No, you go ahead. I'm going to stay and see if Enid needs anything else. Mm. All right. What's going on here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You are nice to everyone else and horrible to me. Why?
You really want to know?
Yes, I really do.
Okay. I don't like you.
What?
I don't like you.
What do you mean?
Which part of I don't like you don't you get?
No, this is wrong. John is the one no one likes. Linda is the one no one understands. I'm the likable one. Everyone likes me.
Not me.
But you can't just not like someone. There has to be a reason.
No, there doesn't. You meet lots of people. Some you like, some you don't. You, I don't. And now that I'm old, I don't have to pretend to like anyone I don't like. It's that simple.
So you're saying that you don't like me?
Oh, for goodness sake. Do you like me?
Oh, that's not the point.
Do you?
Well, no, but that's because you're not nice to me.
That's because I don't like you.
Fine. I'll just go.
Good.
But I bet if we just sat down and had a nice cup of tea.
I don't like tea either.
Turkey sandwich to go, please.
Guess what? Jake called Nina and she's coming over here. He finally admitted that I made a good point.
Oh, great. Now, if you can just make a good sandwich, I'll be happy.
Nina here yet?
Not yet. Oh, by the way, Jake, you look great. Doesn't he look great, Becker?
Turkey, whole wheat, now.
Jake? Oh, Jake, Nina's here.
Blind, not deaf. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Oh, this is Reggie Costas.
Hello.
I'm sorry, this is John Becker.
No, where's my sandwich? Nice to meet you.
Let's have a seat. So, how are you?
I'm a little confused. I thought we had a good time, and then I didn't hear from you. I mean, that thing with the revolving door was a little embarrassing, but I thought we recovered well.
Nina, I have to confess. When I found out you were blind, I wasn't sure if I wanted to go out with you anymore.
What?
I mean, life is hard enough for one blind person, let alone two.
Life? Gee, we only had one date.
Yeah, I know. I was projecting this whole imaginary future. But the thing is, I really enjoyed our dinner together, and I'd like to see you again.
I'd like that, too.
Really?
Uh-huh. I liked you from the start. Call it love at no sight.
You know, someone had to say it eventually.
Why do you even call this a restaurant anymore?
So, dinner tonight?
I'd love to.
Great. I can't believe I was so stupid. I mean, me not liking you because you're blind would be like you not liking me because I'm black.
Oh.
What?
I didn't know that.
Know what?
That you were black.
Yeah.
Well, this is a little awkward, but I have to be honest. I don't know how else to say this, but I'd rather not pursue a relationship with a black man.
What?
I'm sorry, Jake. It's just, it's not how I pictured my life. You take care.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what to say.
Well, I do. I can't believe someone would talk to you like that.
Look, Reg, if she's a racist, then she can go to hell. Or maybe she's not.
What?
Maybe she's just being honest with what she wants in her life. After all, that's what I did. And I was ready to dump her the minute I found out she was blind.
Frankly, I thought you were wrong. But it's not really the same.
Maybe, maybe not. But the heart wants what it wants.
Jake?
I'm okay. But on the plus side, this saves me from having a real tough conversation with my grandmother. See ya.
See ya. How can he stick up for her like that? What she said was horrible.
Yeah, I know.
But I can't believe it. I'd still be running down the street screaming at her.
Yeah.
God, I must be really naive. You just don't think that that kind of prejudice exists anymore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Uh-huh. What's going on with you, Becker? I mean, the man with a million opinions suddenly has nothing to say?
Hey, Jake said how he felt. You said how you felt. I don't disagree with either one of you.
Yeah, but doesn't what she did piss you off?
Yeah, it just doesn't surprise me because I happen to feel that most people are cruel, small-minded, and shallow.
Oh, come on, Becker. If I believe that, then I have to believe that the entire world just sucks.
Thank you. That's what I've been trying to tell you every single morning for the past 2 years. Thank you.